You're listening to the WA Country Hour on ABC Radio WA.
Jessica Hayes in the chair with you this afternoon on the WA Country Hour. This week you've heard about some of the concerns being raised by local government staff and farmers about how new industrial relations legislation might impact stakeholders like volunteer firefighters. Now, the WA government's Work Health and Safety Act will take effect in January next year. And the headline change of it all is that it'll make industrial manslaughter a crime, with penalties like prison time and multi-million dollar fines possible for individuals as well as body corporates. But it's what these new rules mean in practical terms for Shire staff and bushfire officers that's really causing some concern. In particular, there are fears that it could actually lead to fewer volunteers. And this is what Chapman Valley Shire CEO Maurice Batalana had to say earlier this week.
I have heard of brigade FCO, fire control officers, saying they're handing the keys back because they're worried about what this could, the ramifications of this could be. I hope that doesn't happen, because if legislation kills the community spirit, then the legislators need to be taken to task over that. My fear is the landowners will put the fire out themselves and not bother to tell anyone, because they know that they'll be steeped in bureaucratic nonsense and legislation if they do.
To address some of those points, including that point made by Maurice Batalana, who's the CEO of the Chapman Valley Shire, I'm joined this afternoon by WorkSafe Commissioner Darren Kavanagh, who's just stepped out of a meeting with an agriculture working group looking at this very legislation. Darren, as we've heard, there really does seem to be some genuine concern. People are so worried about this new industrial manslaughter legislation that they won't volunteer to fight fires from January. Are those fears justified? Have we got Darren? I'm joined now by WorkSafe Commissioner Darren Kavanagh, who is back with me now. Darren, as we've heard, as I just mentioned, there seems to be some genuine concern that people are really worried. In fact, they're so worried about this new industrial manslaughter legislation that they won't be volunteering to fight fires from January. What's your take on that? Are those fears justified?
Good morning, Jessica. Thanks for having me. Good afternoon, I should say. Look, I understand the concerns that are being raised, and I think the reason for that is that there's a degree of the unknown in relation to the work health and safety legislation. I would hope that people don't take the action that was intimated by the person you had on just earlier. From my perspective, the work health and safety legislation, I think, recognises the importance of volunteers. Volunteers are obviously a very important part of our community, and the legislation actually recognises that that important element that volunteers play in our community.
How does it do that? How does it separate volunteer from, I guess, a professional environment?
Okay, so there's a few different elements, and I think it's important to talk a little bit about the detail. But I'll caveat by saying that I'll outline a little bit later the number of people and agencies that we're working with to provide that information. But volunteers are excluded in some circumstances from the work health and safety legislation. So volunteer associations that don't employ people or don't have people engaged are exempt. So I think that's a really important point, and I know that a number of your callers, listeners to the Country Hour, will be concerned about bushfires, but we have volunteers in lots of other areas, so I think it's just important to make that point.
So just in simple terms, I just am keen to clarify from the outset. So because there's a lot of concern from farmers and volunteer firefighters, as we've just mentioned there, can they be confident that they can coordinate bushfire control to the best of their ability in good faith without being prosecuted? Do any good faith provisions apply in these circumstances?
So the answer is yes, Jessica. You're using a term, good faith, which has some specific meanings in other pieces of legislation. So let me just distinguish that. The answer to your question is yes. The reality is that the legislation has obligations which already currently exist. In basic terms, people that have a duty under the legislation have to ensure that they look after their employees by providing instruction and training, that volunteers and workers need to look after their own health and safety. Now, those conditions are already part of the legislation, so they're not new. But what's happened with the Work Health and Safety legislation is we've actually made it clearer that volunteers are part of the WHS legislation by putting in a definition. So, but the crux of your question is, if people are, you know, conducting those activities and they're doing the right thing, can they be prosecuted? And the answer is that they can't.
Okay. So the other thing that farmers are wanting to know is, who is responsible for their staff if they're volunteers and they go and fight a fire on another property? Does that change anything? Who's responsible in that set of circumstances?
Yeah, so the answer to that question is, depends on who's organising the activity. So if a worker on one farm goes to a separate location and does something in a separate area, the farm that they have left, that person would not have a duty under the Work Health and Safety legislation. But the worker that is doing the work on the other farm, there is likely to be duties for that worker and for the people that worker is working for. So, I know there's a lot of concern that, you know, farmers have employees that go and do other things. They are not responsible if they leave the property and under the direction of somebody else.
So does that mean if I have a fire on my farm or if it's on a neighbour's farm, do they need to check the training and credentials of a volunteer before they're let in to fight that fire? Is that a requirement, and who does that?
So, there's two parts in your question, Jessica. If the farm owner has a worker working for them and that worker is asked to perform duties like fighting a fire on that farm, then there are health and safety duties there. And so answer your question in terms of the training is, yes, that worker should be trained and understand the risks that that worker is being asked to deal with. It's a different answer if that worker leaves that premises and is doing something else for another entity.
So ultimately, does that equate to increased training and compliance for bushfire volunteers and their equipment as well under this new legislation?
I think in some instances the answer is yes to that, Jessica. There will be a range of people that perhaps aren't aware of the current requirements, and, you know, the Work Health and Safety legislation coming in next year will, you know, there's an increased concern, there's a lot more discussion, and so I expect that there will be an increase in training in some circumstances. And for me, that's a good thing. I mean, what the legislation is trying to do is ensure that people are provided a safe environment. And, you know, I don't think there's anybody saying that that's not a reasonable thing to do. The legislation is just making clear when that needs to occur.
I guess the point is that the reality is you probably can't take all of the danger out of a fire situation. It's a volatile, dangerous, moving situation. But I just am wondering, WA has, 20,000 volunteer bushfire volunteers who often use their own equipment in their own time. Do you seriously think it's realistic that they can comply with minimum standards based on what you've just said there?
If a farmer is using equipment at that workplace, then yes, I do expect that equipment is going to be safe. I mean, that's what the current requirements are. It's not acceptable that plant and machinery is used at a workplace that's unsafe. So the new laws, you know, are just an extension of the current laws, and I think that's reasonable.
There seems to be a consensus that it's just been difficult to get clear information about this new Act and its potential consequences for, you know, farmers, volunteers and shire councillors. How do you as Commissioner reflect on the communication that the Department has undertaken with those kinds of stakeholders so far?
Yeah, so we already have some information on the website in relation to volunteers, but, you know, the concerns that have been raised over the past week, I think, has increased the need to produce information. So I've had a range of conversations. As you said earlier, I've met with a range of representatives from the agricultural industry, the West Australian Farmers Federation, the Country Women's Association, pastors, graziers. So I meet with them regularly, and their advocacy for the industry is really important in trying to provide information to people. I intend to meet with the Bushfire Association and talk with them about how the new laws are going to apply and provide some information then about association volunteers can meet these duties.
Darren, thank you so much for being part of the Country Hour this afternoon.
Thanks, Jessica.